Good morning. So glad to see you. Can you say good morning back?
Good morning.
With more energy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk to you about something that maybe you know about or maybe not. Have you ever heard the term sibling rivalry?
Nope.
No? What does that mean? Wow, lots of energy. What does that mean, sibling rivalry? Do you know? Well, what is a sibling? It's a brother or a sister. And what's a rivalry? It's kind of like fighting. So the Bible is full of stories of sibling rivalry. Now, I don't know why. Do you, any of you have brothers or sisters? Yeah, is there lots of fighting going on or squabbling or complaining or a little bit, right? So I want to tell you one of those stories today. It had two brothers. They were actually twins. We got any twins here? No, no twins? Well, they were two brothers. And you know what it means to be a twin? It means that you are in your mother's womb at the same time, right? The two of them are there in the same time. And these twins, even from the time they were in the belly, were fighting each other all the time. And the poor mom, right? The poor mom feeling that fight going on inside her. And one of them was called Esau. Can you say Esau? The other one was called Jacob. Can you say Jacob? And poor Rebecca, she had Jacob and Esau fighting in the womb, the two of them. And then when the time came to be born, Esau was born first. Now, that's a big deal back then, who was being born first. Because the child that was being born first, if he was a boy, then he had the right to get twice what the others would get. So when the father died and gave like the inheritance, all the money and all the lands and all the things that the father had, the older son, the older, got to get twice what the others would get. And not only that, but then he also had a lot of power over the others. He got to be the boss of the others. Now, that's something that brothers and sisters are always trying to do with the other, to be the boss of the other one. And so it was a big deal who would be born first. So Esau was born, but behind Esau, guess who came?
Jacob.
And he was holding on tight to the ankle of his brother. He was like trying to pull him back in, but he couldn't. And so they spend their life like that, fighting. Now, once upon a time, Esau, who was not very nice to Jacob, he was the older one, and so he had the rights, right? And then he was so hungry, and Jacob, he was a good cook, and so Jacob was fixing lentil soup, and Esau, oh, he loved lentil soup. And then Esau said to Jacob, oh, will you please give me some lentil soup? And Jacob said, I will exchange lentil soup for your birthright. You know what that means, the birthright? It means all the things that he gets just because he's the older one. He said, if you give me that, I'll give you the soup. And you know what Esau said?
Yeah.
Esau said, oh, you can have it. And so he gave him lentil soup. And then Jacob, all of a sudden, was able to be clever and to get the blessing. But then there was another time when he also tricked his brother. You see, his brother was very hairy, way, way more hairy than I am. Esau was very hairy, but Jacob was not. And so one day his father was already old and he was blind and he could not see. And his brother was hungry. His father was hungry. And he asked Esau to go and fix him something because the father loved the meals that his son Esau would fix. And so when Esau went to hunt something to eat, you know what Jacob did? He was so clever, a little mischievous, but he was so clever. You know what he did? He went, he grabbed goat skin, and he put it in his arms, and he went to his father, and he said, hello, father, it's me, Esau. You should not lie. But he was being clever, because he thought it was not fair that just because he was the younger son, he had to be obeying the older son. And so he said, the father said, well, that voice sounds to me an awful lot like Jacob's. Are you sure that you are Esau? And he said, yes, 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 I am. And he said, get close to me so that I can touch you. And then Jacob got close to him. And then when he was going to touch Jacob, he put the goatskin on his arm. And then when the father touched Jacob, what did he feel? Lots of hair. So he said, oh, that must be my son, Esau. Oh, Esau, come here. I'm going to give you a blessing. And then he blessed him. And then he said, now you're going to be in charge of everything that I have and even of your brother. And you see, even though he was born the younger one, and in that time, that meant that he was supposed to serve the older brother, he was able to be clever and to change things. Now, there are lots of things that are unfair in life. And there's lots of things that are unfair, even for you in school and in different places. And there are two things that you can do. One thing that you can do is complain and whine and say, oh man, why are things like this? Or you can be clever like Jacob, and you can do something to change them and to make things better, to make things more fair and more just, without the lying, but at least you don't have to just say, okay, that's the way things are. But I hope that even if the story is a little bit complicated, that you will understand that. That just because things are unfair, they don't need to remain unfair. And that God calls you and us to work to make things better. Okay? Okay, let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you because you have given us examples of how we do not have to just accept things the way they are, but that we are called to work for justice and to make things better. We pray for our children. We pray that we be able to model for them a life that is committed to creating a better world, to being able to bring about the values that you have taught us. We pray that the children be inspired by our words, that we be able to model for them healthy ways of life, and that they be filled by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go back to your seats.